Hello, good morning. My name is Jennifer Olaribigbe from Peculiar Women International Ministry in Stavanger, Norway. Welcome to Wisdom for Daily Living. Today we are going to learn wisdom from what we do ordinarily. Even as women, we love to look at the mirror. Why do we love to look at the mirror? Everyone looks at the mirror. As we look at the mirror, we are reminded of who we are. We are reminded of our reflection. We are reminded of the image, you know, that we have. And as we look into the mirror reveals to us things that we need to adjust, things that we are not quite happy with, that we need to fix, because each and every one of us want to look our best. We want to present ourselves in the best way possible. And this also we find in the book of James. James chapter 1 from verse 23. It says, "For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass." That's talking about the mirror. "For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was." So the word of God is a mirror. The Bible is a mirror for you and I to cross-check our lives with. What are we seeing in our lives that we don't like? What are we seeing in our lives that we need to put away, that we need to adjust, that we need to make better? And as we examine our lives, as we look at the word of God, let's continue reading from verse 25. It says, "But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." So as we look into the mirror of the word of God, because the word of God says in Psalm 139, it says, "You and I are fearfully made in the image of God. We have been made perfect. We have been beautifully and fearfully grafted in the image of God." And because we've been made this way, as we look into the mirror, what is that thing? What do you see in your life that you need to fix, that you need to adjust? This morning, just begin to meditate upon this word. And just like Paul in the book of Romans says the truth to himself, he says, "The things I want to do, I find myself not doing them. The things I hate to do, I find myself doing that." He said, "O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me?" And so this morning, there is deliverance for you in the name of Jesus Christ. What is that area in your life that you want God to take away from you, because you have tried by yourself and you seem to be failing? This morning, let us go to God in prayer. Father, we come before you. Father, you have made us good. We want to be good. And so, Lord God, we present before you the things that we're not happy with. Lord God, we pray today that you take away every fleshly lust, every works of the flesh, maliciousness, anger, sexual immorality, all sorts that is named in the scripture. Lord God, that are things that we find ourselves doing instead of doing righteousness. We come before you this morning. We ask, oh God, that you take it away from us. You said we should put away the old man and put on the new man, which is renewed by knowledge. And so this morning we put on the new man, we put on righteousness, we put on holiness, and we put away every garment of sin and every desire of sin. Thank you, Father. We receive strength from you to live a glorious and beautiful life in Jesus' name. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Bye for now.